I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello everyone, it's Law Crimes. Yay! We're back, baby. And we're doing an interesting one. Today's our first ever versus on live format, so it should be a bit of fun. So we get you guys like telling us who you think is doing bad takes during the debate, which will be quite fun to see.
Philip, I appreciate the energy, but this is the one day I have not made my bed in recent memory intentionally. Oh, so no. I don't want to upset the dog.
He's off his game because he knows he's not going to win. So
I know this is purely for the dog. Look at her. Don't do that on the street. Hey.
Big welcome, everybody. That's this exciting. Is Law Crimes, though. We are going to talk about, well, today is a versus topic, so we're just going to basically pit two things against each other, and we have our glorious judges today, which will be Eli and Andy, as a remembrancer, and Dedalus for the Dark Gods, who will therefore judge how well us law YouTubers can represent each argument. There'll be three rounds, but yeah, we have, if you have more time that you didn't use up, you can give it back, although there's always extra time for insults. Today, I'm representing Thousand Suns, baby! Thousand Suns! Yeah. Oh, all is dust. All is dust. Praise be. Colin, who are you defending?
The Ultramarines, baby. The greatest of them all.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Works. Actually works out quite well as well with like blue team, red team, like literally the red team, literally the blue team.
I will be Matt Ward's strongest soldier today.
Shout out to the All Is Dust boys. I need your support. Well, with the three rounds, though, we'll try and represent. It's not necessarily a contest of we just slap them on the battlefield and then which one comes out victorious. This is an all round thing. Any argument is a dub. You know, this is like Age of Empires. You can build the wonder, you know, and get 1,000 years victory. So we will probably go, just for a new thing for people listening, we will be doing donations at a little bit of an interval just to get the content pushing. So we very much appreciate you guys so much, but we will reading out at certain points, but we will be read out and we will react to it and we will cry at the insults. We appreciate that though. Andy, do you have the timer ready?
I do, but my mask doesn't allow me to unlock my phone quickly, so let's get that. There we go. Yeah, it goes, who are you, imposter? There we go. So I'm ready when you guys are, and I believe, Hal, you're starting, aren't you?
I am first. I will try my best. Boys in the chat, please pump me up. I need to spill some dust on my boys.
Okay. All right, if you're ready, then on the count of three, your time starts. So your time starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome, fellow degenerates. Today we're talking about the 15th Legion, although it's also a bit of 40k as well. Thousand Suns is clearly slightly better than my opponents. I won't trash talk them just yet, though. But I want to mention with starting out on how they look. First of all, Thousand Suns, they are quite clearly intrinsically tied to ancient mythology in their ancient Egyptian sort of twist, which as it can be said is a bit better than my other boy, who is basically a Greco-Roman, another, you know, copy, so too many of them. So it's a unique design to the Legion. The Legion itself, its history was, it was a Legion that was almost destroyed, but brought back from the brink from 1,000 Marines to perhaps probably the strongest fighting force the Imperium had during the Great Crusade. But I'll start off with their humble beginnings on the world of Prospero. There is some link to Terra, but Prospero themselves is the foundation. It is a jewel of the, well, was a jewel of the Imperium, RIP. Prospero itself is like a massive, like planet-sized city, like world that was filled with enormous structures that had like pyramids filled with libraries, knowledge, artifacts that humanity itself, well, as the Thousand Suns throughout the Great Crusade did, they collected so many things to build for that golden age of mankind that would eventually come after the Great Crusade. And it's kind of like, it's the interesting spice to what is the bland, you know, white bread that is McCrag. So I appreciate that. The Legion itself is super interesting because they contain like many different cults, even from the 30k Legion to the 40k one. I actually have to go through them because they are like pretty cool, and it shows you the specialization of each force rather than just like one big uniform block of blue boys. There's the cult of the Pyre, which is basically, they are the pyrotechnic ridiculous boys who are able to like generate and control shields. They are super cool. They are immune to fire. Just, it is stated like they are just immune to fire. That's basically it. There is the Pavoni. They were able to use like psychically generated power to manipulate body chemistry. There's instance in the war, in the lore, where someone used it to basically transform Lucius the Eternal to look exactly like Fulgrim. And that guy was, oh, he did die after, but it's okay. He wasn't from that. The Athenaeans, who are my favorite, they're basically telepaths, so anyone who's facing them in combat, they can really read your next move, so it's pretty easy. How much time do I have, Annie? Just wondering. The cult of the Raptora. Oh, I'm good. The cult of the Raptora, the telekinesis groups, who they trained like using their powers, and they basically were able to like float up. They are essentially like, I do describe the Thousand Suns like a Dungeons and Dragons team at all times, and I'll go into a bit more of that because they are super cool in combat. Couple of the other cults, again, there's just too many to list, but some of the more 40k ones are Cult of Change, Duplicity, Manipulation, Mutation, Prophecy, Scheming, and Time. I mean, what can the Thousand Suns not do? In combat, they were pretty much unrivaled compared to all other like legions. They essentially, as I said earlier, they are like a D&D party. In one kill team of the Thousand Suns, which has all these like different cultists and all these different, all these different cults within them, they could basically do any job, and they were worth 10 times the number of Astartes that were in other legions. Big bonus, the Thousand Suns killed lots of Space Wolves, boys. They deserved it. I'm going to say the Space Wolves fired first. You know what I mean? Fun fact, they all just run at people with no helmets. We just love that stuff. But they essentially, it took the entire Legion of the Space Wolves, the Custodes, and the Sisters of Silence just to fight on equal strength against an ambush Thousand Suns. That's to show you the level of like strength they actually brought to the table. But something a bit more outside of combat, they were philosophers. They were men of great knowledge, much as like the Ultramarines were great administrators. There's always people to rule things, but well, there are people to guide humanity in, you know, throughout the Great Crusade, to be better than just soldiers and not just something like the World Eaters, which we both despise. Post-Rubric of Ahriman, the Thousand Suns sorcerers were super empowered by the ritual, to the point that, as it states in the lore, basically each Thousand Suns sorcerer is the equivalent of like a full squad of Grey Knights. So I don't know what Ultramarines can really do against that. The Thousand Suns, basically, knowledge to them is knowledge. Let's not be ignorant like this rotting Imperium. They, you know, knowledge, if it came from the Eldar, the Black Library, it has to be raided. My boys, when boys see the Black Library, there's got to go. The Necrons, all knowledge doesn't matter. They have access to things like, you know, screams, useless vortex beasts, pink
Three,
holes.
Two, one, and that's your time. Right. Yeah.
Like,
that's all you get, and they just went like on a rampage at the end about, and all the Xenos stuck.
You had me stuck in the giggle loop, bro. I was trying not to laugh for half of Hal's freaking speech.
Bruh, sorry.
And every time I looked at Colin's camera, it came back.
Was it when I said someone shot first?
No, it was Colin was saying stuff about me, so then I was trying not to laugh. And then you get caught in the giggle loop, and you're trying not to laugh, and then you think about that, and then you want to laugh some more.
I didn't see Colin, like, for a good amount of that, just covering his mouth.
I have cool stuff. Colin, are you ready?
I am. Give me just a minute, maybe. I'm charging myself is what I'm doing.
I can't wait for you to ruin yourself in this.
That's all right. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Okay, you're on the count of three, okay? Three, two, one. Your time starts now.
No, I'm so confident in the Blueberries boys that we're gonna hold off on some criticisms till later, next round. We're just gonna start, you know, the Horus Heresy. What legion had the most commendations, awards, compliances out of all of them? Oh, that'd be the Ultramarines. It was Gilliman and the Blueberries. It was a combined diplomatic and military. It was him. Gilliman was the star baby boy. He was the best. And how did they do that? Because Gilliman, you know, in spite of, you know, fighting against the Knowledge Primarch, isn't a fool, unlike the Knowledge Primarch. Gilliman knows that, well, you need to be effective in not just, you know, war, not just peace, not just knowledge, not just all these things. They got to do everything. If you want to run an empire, you have to be smart with it. You can't, you know, you need to take care of the planet. You need to take care of your troops, which is why it's very underrated with Gilliman and the Ultramarines being good at logistics. You go, oh, it's no fun. I can blow up a planet with my mind, or I can rip people apart with my pinky finger like some of the other Primarchs. And then you're Gilliman. You go, yeah, I set up a mini empire in 5 minutes while none of you were looking, and none of you are ever going to take this planet because it's now a fortress. But beyond that, you know, even within that, Rogaldorn can be better than that. So how about, I'll even discuss some Ultramarine losses, because their losses are the sort of thing that, in by themselves, I fully believe, make them look good. Kalth, an act of self-defense. The funny thing about Kalth is that, imagine literally any of the other legions going through that. There'd be no more legion. The Ultramarines lost 120,000 Marines that were like, all right, that's it, Lorgar, we're done playing around. Now we're actually going to get serious and just come after you. And with like a third or a very big portion of the legion just dead now, I think it was they still killed like a third of all Word Bearers present, something like that I remember seeing. Either way, it was a lot for a complete ambush where they were completely intermingled and backfooted and everything went wrong. They got a 1-to-3 kill ratio, which given the circumstances, pretty great. And it just didn't matter because after losing hundreds of thousands of Marines, they were like, yeah, we're going to go to Terra now. Oh, we're also going to fight off a massive traitor onslaught so Sanguinius can get there first, because he says he's got to get there first. You know, they know to listen to other people when they've got something important to say. So they listened to Sanguinius, got him on the way, and then they went right there themselves, ready to, win, to the point that Horus, in part, was hurrying his duel against the Emperor because he knew the Blueberries were on their way and it wasn't going to look good. But that's just the heresy. I don't know how I can possibly recount 10,000 years of Matt Ward glory, but I will try in these 2 minutes, because for one, this might not be the most impressive, but there's a piece of art that makes it in context very great. Marnius Kalgar beat an avatar of Kane to death. I'm so confident in my victory here. I'm banking on that as part of it. Now you might think, oh God, everyone beats an avatar of Kane to death. There's a lovely piece of Eldar art where Eldrad and Magnus are 1v1ing, and it's pretty close. Like, you know, Magnus isn't winning. And then Kane is just lumbering on up. If the Thousand Sons were really that great, that Eldar army would be gone, because against the Ultramarines, that Eldar army was destroyed. There's, of course, the Battle of M'Krag against the Tyranids. They beat two Hive fleets, pretty much. They beat them on the ground. Marnius Kalgar got up in the Navy and blew it away. The Second Tyrannic War, another resounding Ultramarine dub. There was Cato Sicarius, both, you know, embodying the Imperium. I will not do diplomacy with this Tau. There's him embodying the Ultramarine spirit. He is, you know, for all the crap we like to give him, he is very noble, heroic little Ultramarine. Uriel Ventress, the Demaculaba, just ruining Hansu and all those lovely things. These are all Ultramarine characters doing it. Legion, you can get the Legion wrong once, and I'll give them credit. I'm sure the Thousand Sons could get them once, and then the Ultramarines would go, oh, so this is how they're going to fight. Goodbye, Thousand Sons victory. Those are pretty much Corvus's, Korax's own words in his battle against Gilliman. Just because the Thousand Sons are wizards, great. There's plenty of things in 40K that can beat wizards, and the Ultramarines have easy access to all of them. Especially because in the 41st, 42nd millennium, Gilliman's back, leading the Imperium. Anything the Ultramarines need to win, they will be provided. Because they have an empire, they have an empire within an empire, they have every single system imaginable to fight off these Marines, these Chaos Marines, who are stuck on their little sad crybaby world. and can't do anything about it because Gilliman is great and the Marines are great.
That's your time. That's your time. Okay. So, a rousing first effort.
Cato Sicarius diplomacy.
yeah.
Before,
yes.
Before me and Eli cast judgment on the first part, we're going to read through the donations we've had so far. So we had one from Paralyzed Tortoise. Me and the homies snorting that Magnus Deluxe Psychic Booger Sugar.
Nice. Thank you
for the five. We got one from Danger Tickle. great name. Thousand Suns trim painting hurts so much, but I do it for my sweet Magni Magic. Mm. And we also had one from Joseph Pollard, saying my vote is for the Ultramarine, not because I like them, but for the fact I hate the Thousand Suns more.
Lad, I'll shoot myself in the foot. This is an argument-based round. Listen to Hal's argument. Mm. I will win in the field of debate.
And we also got one from just now from Elliot Hort.
Thank you.
When are we going to get a watch along for Colin's favorite anime, Sword Art Online?
Hal, I hate you. Hold against Hal for starting that I like that shit anime.
Everyone loves it. I've made more jokes. Andy, Eli, what did you think of our representation so far?
How did we cook?
You could bring it's not often that I see Colin care about something. Or try.
It's from his dead soulless eyes.
I've got a limited supply of energy. I got to spend it.
Somebody in the chat said, bro is betraying Eldar. Bro is actually trying to win. I can respect that.
I must say that was quite a accolades heavy first round, where it's like, oh, you know, talking about well this legion did this legion I quite liked how Colin just basically said, like, you this is paraphrasing, but it reminded me of that thing from the Justice League movies, like, what's your superpower? And the Ultramarines are just like, I'm rich. Like, yeah, we just got so much stuff. And that was basically the argument. Like, yeah, they just got like a bajillion people, but not in a world eaters way where they just throw them into the meat grinder. Eli, are you leaning either way so far?
With uphill battle, I will acknowledge.
Pretty hard to beat the Ultramarines. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I must say, as far as pitting logistics nerds versus magic nerds, magic's quite nice, but then like accountancy is also quite like, oh, I get what tax break relief. Ooh. But
there's just too many Ultramarine W's.
They have a lot of characters as well, but I'm sure there'll be some interesting turn of events in the second part. So this is a 3-minute section, is it?
We have a last donation by Commander's Mighty Schlong of Cygnus.
Oh, yes.
Best name ever. I feel like comparing Primarchs alone would decide this. This is true. Yeah, this is true. This is why we didn't do Magnus versus Gilliman.
H. Milhov said, Colin wins in Quidditch, but Hal gets the snitch. Thank you for the...
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you, fellas.
Harry Potter.
I'm ready.
So yes, three minutes. So are you ready? How are we going to?
Yes,
we're going to turn up in vitriol. Do we reckon
round two? Well, a little bit. I still have some things.
Save some for the last minute because we'll need that. The last two. So your time starts on the count of three. So 3, 2, 1, and go.
Well, Colin was right when he said it earlier, you learn a lot from your failures. So I thought I'd acknowledge the weaknesses of the Thousand Suns because I might as well get it out of the way. Point number one, first weakness, Magnus the Red. Terrible Primarch. Honestly, they deserved better, the Thousand Suns. The Magnus the Red is the biggest like nail in their coffin. And I'm so glad that so much of their story is essentially them almost rebelling against him. But then, you know, thank you, GW, for the inevitable fate that they had to receive. Part two weaknesses, Tzeentch. Perpetually stuck in this game, basically. So they kind of are at the whim of a chaos god. That kind of sucks, but aren't we all? But there is no more flesh change anymore, so that's a big W, and they're all stronger. Weaknesses, number three, trim. Way too much trim on the models. just too much trim, unfortunately. Last weakness, no Genesis chapter. there is no Genesis chapter. Real. So Thousand Suns are in short supply. But next is strengths. Strength number one, genuinely really interesting. The tragedy of their existence makes them people want to go read their books. I think a lot of the Ultramarine books, they have standout characters in some other books, but standalone ones, like, there's a lot of misses. Just the average like sorcerer is just way stronger than an ultramarine. Like just the ultramarine have access to the Imperium, but if it was like the ultramarine chapter of 1,000 of them or the Legion, I'm pretty sure we take them. Benefit. More than one shade of blue. The ultramarines, they only have one shade of blue, but thank God the Thousand Suns have access to loads of different like cults things, so you can paint different ways for your models. Point number other strength, really fun on the tabletop. It's actually really fun to play the Thousand Suns. There's so many things that you can do with them, and their models are just fantastic as a range. Point strength, Zangors. You don't have Zangors in ultramarine stuff. Last point, kind of, they do hate Magnus, so they kind of get over the fat, and the best bit, obviously, is the fall of Prospero. They actually rebel. Like they're the only people who give a middle finger to their Primarch and say, no, we defy you, and we're going to fight for our lives. And some other strengths, like, their characters are generally interesting. I think a lot of Ultramarine characters, sadly, do, like, I've read some of the Euroventress books. They're a bit mid, some of them. They are a bit mid. I won't lie. But a lot of the Thousand Suns book, the characters, particularly in the Horus Heresy ones, are written with such good interest, and you actually give a crap about them. My boy Ahriman cannot take a W to save his life, but he keeps on going. He's no Marnius Calgar who gets given his, you know, great, easy victory. Like, because again, if someone becomes like a Mary Sue character or a Steve Stu character, you kind of fall out of interest. I'm a guy who likes the underdog.
10
so
seconds.
I very much appreciate the Thousand Suns. And the last point really is just that, yeah, I was at the model range, basically. Paint their models. Two, it's difficult, but once it's fully done, it's glorious.
Your time's up.
It's a pretty strong opener for Mr. Howe. Not going to lie.
Oh my God, this is tough.
Got it off your chest. All right, Colin, are you ready to do your rebuttal for that second part?
You're on mute.
I am indeed.
Perfect.
Hang on.
Oh,
hello. Yep, she heard barking.
Dog break.
Calling Cam.
Dog.
Dog break.
Did not want to be sabotaged by an active dog.
It's back there. There's no way that's a bloodthirster. What is the big model on your table?
Where?
With wings.
That's Carl Franz.
Oh.
That one?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right. Let's get going. Okay, your time starts on the count of three. So 3, 2, 1, and go.
Well, I'd like to start my second round by thanking Hal for committing argument suicide by somehow trying to portray the Thousand Suns Combat Patrol box as a positive. That is a legendary move.
Where's the Ultramarine one?
All of them. There's my answer.
He's got a point.
It's you look at a Combat Patrol box, or how about not even that? You look at a Space Marine box. Who's on the cover? Oh, would you look at that? It's the Ultramarines. But, you know, I will take a page out of your book. I'll discuss some weaknesses. One is they're very Greco-Roman. They've got some similar weaknesses to the Romans. Like I said, you can wrong foot them once. It'll probably hurt. The strength is, fun thing about the Romans, they lost a lot of battles. Pyrrhus of Epirus won his battle. Hannibal beat the shit out of them left, right, and center. They won those wars. And much like their inspiration, ripoff, whatever, the Ultramarines, you can lose plenty of fights as the Ultramarines. They have more. And not in a, you know, like a stereotypical Red Army, throw them into the meat grinder. No, not one step back. Every loss is spent wisely. There is not an ounce of waste in the Ultramarines. The Thousand Suns are chaos. There's, by their very nature, even though they're the Zeech Intelligent Legion, ounces of waste, scheming, plotting, backstabbing, that just happens because it's a chaos legion, which in a duel, you don't want your second in command stabbing your first in command for no other reason than he'd like to be in first, which does not happen in the Ultramarines. Genesis chapter is genuinely, I know it's silly, but also huge, because again, an Ultramarine dies, he's back immediately, they got another one. And funny thing is, you know, I will maybe in an outright 1v1 battle, just chapter v chapter, maybe I'll give that to you. Maybe the Ultramarines would lose. That doesn't matter because the Ultramarines don't put themselves in that situation. Let's ignore Gilliman and the whole Imperium. 500 worlds of Macrag. That is 500 worlds of industry, manpower, resources, everything. Replacement Marines constantly. Ultramarines are churning out Marines compared to a lot of other chapters like clockwork. especially compared to the Thousand Sons, who I just hope someone decides to be a wizard and they can give them some cool blue armor, because otherwise they're not making new ones. Not easily, anyways. It's the Ultramarines have every single advantage. And again, the Thousand Sons fight them once. The Ultramarines know their tricks. They're smart. They're adaptable. They might have faltered a bit between Gillum and like his death and his return. They're back in form. They were never truly like weak and useless, but now they're back on top of their game more than ever before. And just to top it all off,
10 seconds.
Blue and gold, you know what? I think there's a reason the Thousand Sons changed their color scheme between the Heresy and modern days. They saw the Ultramarines and went, we need that.
Oh, wow. Oh, the co-opting colors. Oh, my.
There was one thing I wanted to pull you up on, though, Colin. You said there's no backstabbing in the Ultramarines. One word for you, Leandros.
Shit.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, that wasn't backstabbing. That was just incredibly misguided
loyalty. You
know, morality? I'm not going to say loyalty. He was trying to be... Man, defending Leandros is holy shit. To give him the slight amount of credit due, he was doing what he thought was best. He wasn't backstabbing Titus because he wanted to be the guy in charge.
Is any that's a good point. Do we have any questions that they need us to from Andy and Eli that you want us to either rebut or throw?
I think I've just done a pretty heavy
punch
towards Colin there.
Damn. So
I'll hand it over to Eli. Anything you wanted to mention?
Review how we're doing so far.
No, that's pretty good. Could the power of Armin defeat the power of Kato Sicarius in a 1v1?
I don't know, because the writers, the whole point is he's meant to be, he is the underdog Ahriman. He's just not meant to win. So I generally think they wouldn't let him have it. Even though like, realistically, Ahriman could invert Kato Sicarius inside out.
I mean, here's a question. Do you honestly, because you mentioned about like, Uriel Ventress has some mid books, but like, Can you honestly say you prefer, if you were to get all the Thousand Sons material of lore and all the Ultramarines books, could you honestly say that the Thousand Sons books are better?
Oh, without a doubt, because I know there's only two bad ones. There's Crimson King Horus Heresy and one of the more recent Ahriman ones. Like, all the other ones are kind of interesting, or they play interesting roles in the plot, or they delve into the Thousand Sons, like, you know, Legion culture, all that stuff. The Ultramarine books I have read, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like with some Uriel Ventress ones, I could miss a book and I wouldn't miss anything. You know what I mean?
You don't like the Demon Choo Choo Engine.
Oh, no, that's not a miss book. But, like, I'm pretty sure at some point, some Ultramarine books are so kind of, like, they're a bit old, if you know what I mean. And that they definitely were like, guy goes on an adventure. There is no character change. He does adventure, and then that's it.
That's what happens when you got so many books. Not all of them can be bangers.
but that moment where Uriel has to put down the Lord of the Unfleshed or whatever it's called, and he's like, "Does the Emperor love me?" He's like, "Yes, he does." I must admit,
rabbits, Lenny.
And even if it's like kind of generic in like scope, I do find whenever I read a Thousand Sons book, it's like, I went into the third numeration, and then I did, and I'm just like, oh, shut up, nerd. Just cast a spell. So I think both have, like, flaws, and yeah, the most recent RM and stuff, I've been like, I binged all five, and I was like, oh, that last one was rough.
It was.
Is it 2 minutes for the final round?
Yeah.
Before we do that, though, I'll quickly read out we've had two more donations, one from Donkeyman USA, saying, the other day I slammed four shots of vodka and made my tech priest Verminous.
Very good.
Dominus with five clan rats grafted to it. Lovely. And we also had one from Kabanda's Mighty Schlong of Sickness. Great. I feel like the Ultramarines would have more variety by virtue of the fact that they can use any generic Space Marine unit.
Oh, I play Ultramarines and Thousand Sons.
Do you want to read this one?
Sure. So are those foreheads open for advertisement yet? I want to promote my local hobby shop. That is pretty cool.
We so could do that.
Thank you, Danger Tickle.
We got to get that before Bricky does.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, there isn't in one of the poor hammer ones. He's got like on the thumbnail. And he's
he
like,
does. Have
But yes, so the final round. Are you ready for the vitriol round, Hal?
I am ready.
It's 2 minutes, so we'll put up a poll in a bit. So brace yourselves. On the count of three, Hal. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Let it rip.
I generally, as Colin was mentioning earlier, I think the problem with the Ultramarines is that they have to draw so much from the rest of the Imperium that they are literally the master of none. So when they fight something like the Thousand Suns, the Ultramarines, just the Ultramarines, are generally just not equipped to fight them. And it's pretty much I know like the writing for Chief Librarian Tigurius is ridiculous, but it's still not enough to beat Thousand Suns. I actually can't knock Gilliman. There is nothing I can say negatively about Gilliman. But the fact is, when Gilliman has returned, the rest of the Legion and the Ultramarines is now like way more uninteresting compared to Gilliman. It is the Gilliman show, unfortunately. Their homeworld, McCrag, I just generally don't vibe with McCrag as much as something like, you know, Prospero, and then like the magic city of dust with all kinds of weird stuff happening in there. Like McCrag just seems like plain white toast, as I said before. The Ultramarines, again, as much as they are like cool and they have Genesis chapter, they are just 1,000 men. And Connor's right, they have so much resources, but yeah, it's just going to be 1,000 of them. Like if it's a mano a mano, they really just do struggle. There's so many Thousand Suns war bands, like different variations and stuff that make them like really cool and legit, and they explore things like magic. And the Ultramarines are just dude in armor. You know, how many more Space Marines can we get? The model range is way better for Thousand Suns in Horus Heresy and 40K. Shout out to Rylanor, my boy. Thank you, Thousand Suns, for doing Rylanor. And my last one, I was saving this for later. Mr. Ultramarine Man himself, Gilliman, he brought Primaris Marines. It's really his fault that Primaris Marines have been brought to the stage. And I really think that, particularly like the Eli here, you can very much see like this was like just a curse, you know. Shout out to all my first founding things who are now being transformed into, you know, who actually died in the Rubicon Prime. Who died?
Captain Tycho.
Yeah. Two, and also shout one. Out to.
Done. That's your time. Oh, and you got to flex with the model.
See how gorgeous our models are. You don't have this. You have Khalgar.
I mean, really, I've got France. Yeah, Gilliman's somewhere over there. Yeah, we had Gilliman.
To be fair, the returned Gilliman slaps that model.
For the audio listeners, I am presenting my Magnus the Red model on screen.
Yeah, the one he went, oh, I don't know, I just, I enjoy painting as a hobby. I'm not that good. I will be counting that into my verdict, by the way.
oh God, how are we going to win now?
all right, you're ready for your rebuttal, Colin? You got 2 minutes.
I am.
Okay, brace yourselves, everyone. On the count of 3, 2, 1, go for it.
You know, before the hate spews to warm up, I'll give one last actual argument. You know, the Thousand Suns, all those different varied warbands, legions, crazy how they never work together, have like 3.5 planets tops to call their own, 500 worlds. I think I know who's winning that argument. But beyond that, you know, the funny thing is, it's very funny the Thousand Suns were defeated by the Space Wolves because they're the real dogs, because I pull out a vacuum cleaner and they would run away like Athena would. All this dust. Yeah, okay, you'd lose to a fucking Swiffer. Great. What a legion. With the flesh change is gone. Yes, because it melted most of them. That's why the flesh change is gone. And the way they got rid of it melted almost all the rest. They're called the Thousand Suns because there were 1,000 of them left before Magnus saved them. Which, you know, hey, Gilliman didn't need, the Ultramarines didn't need Gilliman while they were the Warborn. They were kicking ass left, right, and center. They lost like one major engagement and then proceeded to keep doing nothing but win after the fact. The Thousand Suns, they're not even the best goddamn psychers of the galaxy. For one, actual Tzeentch demons are. For two, Eldar Psyker powers don't make you blow up when you use them. Oh, I'm a Thousand Suns wizard. I cast Doombolt. Oh, my hand is now a tentacle and I'm melting from the acid it makes. Oh, well, are you a good wizard? Pharaoh Tigurius talked to the hive mind and was like, yeah, I'm good. If Armin did that, he'd probably like combust. Speaking of Armin, oh, the vaunted Thousand Suns character. You're damn right he's an underdog. He didn't just horribly lose to Eldar. He lost to the Yunari. Like that, I'm the Eldar man. It's over for you. You have no credibility left. I don't care what you've done before that. You lost to the Yunari. It's so over for you. It's like, oh, what are the rest of Thousandsons doing? Oh, they've got a finger up their one hole and hoping that someone can pull it out.
Three,
they can't do it themselves.
Two, one. Wow. Jeez. That was a
through the Eldar so far.
The Yunari comment was a low blow.
Damn, he's so I thought mentioning Leandros was low, and it's like the Yunari. It's like, oh no.
Nor you know, it's really funny when you're trying to win.
That was
it is really funny though in the book where it's all like she's like, oh, you're Armin, you're trying to like resurrect these guys. Or like this. He's like, oh, and he goes, dead. Trolled.
My boy is abused because he cannot he literally is not allowed to win.
Oh, well, not being funny, it was a daunting prospect to because the main thing that the Thousand Sons have is Magnus, and as cool as the Thousand Sons are,
he's insane. He's literally insane. Like he just sits too lally, doesn't move.
He's a bit delulu. But before we cast our verdicts, I'm going to read out the next ones. In fact, I've been reading a lot. So how about Eli? Do you want to read out these ones for me?
Yeah, sure. Let me go up.
Boing Gob mentioned.
Incoming backup. Boing Gob's strongest soldier. Only way to decide this is who is more likely to gain Boing Gob's favor. As his high priest, I could officiate such an important discussion, but it is up to you to decide. Thank you for the 30 shekels, sir. And then we have Stephen Cooper. Thank you for the $10. Inside of you, there are two space marines. One says Magnus did nothing wrong. The other says Prospero was a good start. I like this comment.
Ooh, very good.
Prospero was a good start.
I think that was actually my first book on the Horus Heresy. I did it in a weird order. That was my entry level getting into Horus Heresy. Because I was like, ooh.
It was also my first book, Prospero weirdly burns. Enough. I think Fulgrim. That's hard to remember.
When Eamon Russ broke Magnus's back, I cried tears of joy.
Physically recoiled. Oh, I felt that.
But yeah, my poor T sons are like, you know, they're in a horrible relationship where they just can't get away. But thank God they are the shining light that keeps me going.
Yeah. Right. So, moment of truth. Eli, who has your vote?
No, I was going to ask if there are any final questions to.
Oh yeah, final questions. If you had any.
That's a good point.
I forgot what I wanted. All right.
Who? I'll go for like the low hanging fruit. Who would win in a fight, Ahriman or Tigurius?
I mean, Ahriman. I just don't think he should win it because I know he's overpowered,
he would, but I don't want him to. Hal, you're defending the Thousand Sons here.
Because if they, like, Ahriman could just easily kill him, but I don't know if GW would ever let that happen. Just how they're like Eisenhorn is never allowed to be happy for a single moment. Just how, like, the Yunari are never meant to get any new lore. Like, it's just a constant thing written in stone, and the Ultramarines will inevitably always win. And then you're like, when you see an Ultramarine in a story, do you ever think they'll lose? Do you ever wonder if
because they're the greatest of them all?
Heralds of victory.
So it's boring. Like that's the greatest crime of all.
I mean, to be fair, they do sometimes not have a good. I mean, Khalgar lost all of his limbs in one fight.
He still beat that stupid swarm lord.
And he was the knight from Monty Python. Bite your legs off! You know,
there used to be a first company.
When I read a Thousand Sons book, I know there's a possibility either the character will come out victorious or lose in the end, like or be a Pyrrhic victory. The Ultramarines one, I already know the ending.
Yeah, but then again, there's five Ahriman books, and you can always be like, oh, let me guess. Ahriman tries to cure the flesh change, and he fails five times in a row.
He did one by accident.
In that case, it's Ahriman will try to reverse the rubric.
There is more than Ahriman, of course. It's under Kaon, obviously, Mr. You know, resurrected Horus and all that stuff, won the Black Legion. They are more than just Ahriman.
I forgot he was there and it wasn't just Abaddon, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a testament, though. It's like, who's the other cool character from Thousand Sons? Oh, Thousand Sons Defector. Like, I don't know. I do like Kaon. Any questions from you, Eli? Or
I don't think so. I think I forgot what I was going to say. So,
yeah. Amazing.
If I can answer that question, I'm not going to commit argument, you know, self-immolate. Tigerius is winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least I wasn't bored watching it. Yeah.
So. I wasn't bored watching it because it was damn spectacular.
Hey, Colin, for such an Ultramarine lover, how many Horus Heresy Ultramarine novels have you read?
Don't worry about
Jeez.
Oh, counter. Colin, how many Thousand Suns Horus Heresy books have you read?
Same amount as the Ultramarines, maybe.
Yeah, I've read
them. Yeah. But we got some more donations. We got one from H. Mihailov. Can Tigerius threaten you with testicular torsion?
Yes, every psychic can do that.
Yeah,
That's not a space marine psychic.
I'll read this. How says how looking like human Mr. Rat?
The guy from Arthur. I just looked it up.
Yeah,
the principal from Arthur, or teacher. I don't know, whatever he is. Oh my gosh.
And the kids yearn for Boingob lore, fellas, especially for the reading of the epic of Boingob. I'm looking at you, Andy. Don't fuck us out of content. I'll try not
to. We can read the three sentences of his lore.
Yes.
Are you guys ready to make your final decision?
Honestly, I think
Rebute Gilman, one of the rip.
The only thing is, it's like it does feel like punching down a little bit, but I've got to go with the Ultramarines, even though they have a Leandros, which I am not going to forgive. But and if Space Marine 2 doesn't have a training room where you can do target practice on cardboard cutouts of Leandros, it's going down in my estimation as well. But I think I'm going to have to give it to Ultramarines.
If it has modding capacity, I'm sure someone will put that in. And every gaunt is now Leandros.
Just a versus mode where it's 12 people, 6v6, all ganging up on Leandros, just gutting him over and over again.
Whoever does more damage wins.
Yeah.
I understand. It's hard because we were, you know, it's Ultramarines. It's hard because they always win. appreciate the thought. Eli?
Hal had a good round two. But it's a tough fight. Also, the Thousand Suns are going to be one of the antagonists in the new Space Marine game, which means they are going to lose again. So that doesn't help my decision. Also, Hal did commit a lot of self-immolation in this debate.
To be honest,
there was a masochistic streak to his argument.
Well, you might as well acknowledge it so it can't be used against you.
I mean, I respect that, but the Zangor, you looped too far around with that one.
I love a good Zangor. What are you talking about?
Put this man in prison.
Hey, you can have your Phobos armor. I'll have my Zangors and my discs. Okay.
Hal got like 40% of the vote though. That's pretty good.
I was gonna say the audience has spoken. 60% Ultramarines.
It's a tough climb. Yeah.
Suns. Where did that other 1% go?
If you think about it, that is 99%. So hell, maybe my victory is Zinch's plot all along.
For real. Yeah, it's hard Colin to defeat the power of Matt Ward as well.
Yeah, but it's
good. Eli, what'd you pick then?
The Ultramarines. I'm sorry.
I didn't think I could win this. If I was better at arguing, I don't think you can win just because they are. Poor Chaos in Warhammer like is basically treated as a hey, we need an obstacle, we need a hurdle. Yeah. Quickly shove a Chaos Legion in there.
What is this, Ludie McShooty? Thank you for the $2. I don't know what this means. Hear that chat? How like a good goat? Kind of cringe. Like he likes a good goat.
I appreciate he
likes to eat goat. the Zangor. Okay.
What do you mean? They are cool. They are useless, but they are cool.
They're cool in Age of Sigmar. Kind of cool.
Like, why are you here? Yes. Where was it? I made a banner for this. So, for example, with that said,
people saying it's a setup.
So that was an Ultramarines victory. So I've made a special banner. Nice. Space Caesar salad. There we go. But that was our first versus match on live, and it was nice to have you all watching along with us and letting us know what you think. And it's also nice having the aspect of with the voting at the end, seeing what the audience thinks. That's quite nice. And I had fun. But that said, I want to thank Eli for helping judge this one. And Hal,
any closing thoughts from you?
Well, I'll firstly ask, boys, let us know if we missed any good points. But my closing thoughts are, I didn't think I was going to win this because there's too many Thousand Suns L. I do think they are more, like, I like the Ultramarines, but I think most people like them. I don't think anyone love, like, no one goes like, I love the Ultramarines. I think you can really love the Thousand Suns for, again, like, model range, just generally, in like, they are parts of good storytelling.
You have some good model
stuff. And I generally, like, generally feel quite sympathetic. Like, they have, like, a deep air of tragedy about them. And again, like, you know, their greatest strength is they are interesting, and you generally, like, most people go like, yeah, poor Thousand Suns. They are the underdogs in every story that they're in, but I do hate how they get used as, like, fodder in a lot of other stories. There's not many of them. Sparingly. There are cool Thousand Suns. There's one guy who's literally just, like, a glittering peacock of colors in one book, and he, like, sees future possible timelines. He travels time towards the future. It's weird. There's weird stuff in it, and we like that, because it's not the usual mundane Space Marine story. God forbid Colin's gagging for another Space Marine book about an adventure where they eventually win.
more.
Colin, have you got any closing thoughts other than there needs to be more Space Marine?
Yes, more Space Marine. Speaking of missing stuff, I realize I forgot the most important Ultramarine of Malum, Kaido. Could have single-handedly won me this argument.
I don't know who that is.
He's the dude from Bolt Gun who screams chaos first and then is cool.
Respectable.
He's not a deep character, but by God, is he fun to watch.
I'll finish what Captain Titus started.
It was a good debate, though.
So God, I wish you had an uphill battle there.
That was tough.
Couple more donations for all. Do you want to read these out, Eli?
Yeah, screw Manus, his sons deserve better than dust. Thank you, Caleb Collins, for $2. You're right. Then we got Danger Tickle. Thank you for the 50 sec. My dusty boys lost a rigged contest. Gonna drown my sorrows with a Perspirance Red, 50-50 vodka, and nose plunge to wallow. Thank you for the donation. Wow. Sorry, it was a pretty rigged fight. It was tough.
Yeah. If it was like Stars and Suns versus like
Space Wolves,
Iron Hands, man.
Okay, well, anyone versus Iron Hands, bro. Come on.
Who's more irrelevant?
I think I might take my chances with the Yanari versus the Iron Hands.
Oh, yeah, because at least with the Iron Hands, you're not like, oh, I can't wait to be the like bullet sponges for the new video game where we're the enemy. Yeah,
you guys have any suggestions as well for verses you'd like to see upcoming in the future? Obviously, Andy and Eli will probably be dabbing into the next lineup. So, if anything you want to see particularly, so give us suggestions, we love it. I guess, yeah, I tried, boys. I tried.
It's all right. Like, Andy knows all about Tau now, so give him a Tau topic to talk about.
All right. Yeah. I finished my Tau stuff.
I've been trim for 3 days. I accept my punishment.
Shout out to Quantum Cthulhu for the words pregnant Magnus. I had to read that. You all had to hear it.
There it is. I
don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Thank you guys so much. Oh man.
All right.
Oh, we tried.
Bye everyone.
Bye everyone. We see you guys later. See you. Bye.
Bye.